You know, sometimes it's the little things that can make big differences. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And for Cheryl Giesbrecht, one gently spoken scripture verse softened her angry heart.
It was just an amazing thing that God would use people that knew His word, and they didn't hit me over the head with the Bible, as had been done in the past, not literally, but sometimes it was in my home church that I didn't feel loved. It was like they mentioned many times, you've got to clean up your act before you come into the youth group.
One summer, as a rebellious teenager, Cheryl worked at a camp.
It was through the different jobs that I was told to do that first the camp director's wife had said, here's how you do the dishes in the dining hall. And of course, I didn't want to do them the way they told me to. I got mad and I literally cussed her out. And it was as I was leaving the dining hall that she said, love covers a multitude of sins. Later on, I found out it was 1 Peter 4:8.
Day after day, Cheryl remembered that verse in response to her anger.
That verse stuck with me that day, and then the days after that, different camp workers and different supervisors, but they each said that same phrase, and it was as if God was just reaching out. He was seeking me, and he was also loving on me through this phrase, but they also didn't just tell me, they showed me how much God loved me.
It could be as simple as the truth of an appropriate scripture verse, along with unexpected kindness. Coupled together, you can use these things to powerfully communicate God's love. For more faith-inspiring stories, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.